Why in the world would former Today Show star Katie Couric dig up a 30-year-old clip of her and co-host Brian Gumbel getting cozy on the couch? Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel, with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery, built-in front pocket, and of course, they come in a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. Again, for $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So, I was scratching my head when I first saw this video. Jimmy, you took a look at it as well.
Yes. Just to see the hairstyles.
Yeah, it's always great when you see something like...
From the 80s.
From the 80s, from the 90s, from the year 2000. Oh, Lord. Time flies.
Yes.
And not only does time fly, but what is acceptable also changes.
Yeah,
the things that we used to say on national television that we all looked at and agreed with or thought, huh, no big deal.
It's just happy talk. It's just happy a guy talk. And a woman getting a little happy talk.
And when you see it all these years later through much different, cleaner glasses,
right,
you go, what were they thinking?
What's the difference between an old media clip from the Today Show with Katie Couric and Brian Gumbel and posting what was printed in a high school yearbook 30 or 40 years ago, because this has become a story on multiple fronts, hasn't
it? That's a pretty good connection of
the dots. What's the difference? Really, I mean, again, it's all taken in context.
Right.
But in each time, the 60s were different than the 70s, which were different than the 80s, which were different than the 90s, and certainly different than where we are now, where we are in a totally politically correct Me Too era of, you know, sensitivity. We're far more sensitive now
than we've ever been.
Than we've ever
and
been.
In many cases, rightly so.
I
agree
100%.
Because a lot of things were happening that shouldn't have been happening. And so I think
when
it is good.
When you see bullying behavior on video from the 1980s.
That you thought was funny.
Yeah.
And now you say, this is serious stuff.
Correct.
You got to do something about it. No,
well,
I think you're right.
Whoa, that's the question.
Yeah. What should you do?
Do you really have to do
something
about it?
Well, no, I mean, I think...
Because if we look back at history, Dan, and we look at some of our leaders and how they acted with their private lives or off camera or out of the public's eye, I mean, where are we going to stop? Are we ever going
to
stop?
No, I do think you need to call stuff out if that's the... If people are still doing that kind of action, or if someone who you can continue to see a pattern of something that there's evidence of from back in the day, then I think it's fair game, right? So someone comes out, they say stupid stuff, you dig around, you find out they've never done that before, or you find out, oh wait, there's all this old video of them saying these things. This shows someone who hasn't moved with the times, who still believes some of these crazy, wacky things from back in the day. That's when you need to call it out.
Right.
In this case, I'm not sure what's to be gained by it. I mean, I do agree with you. That's part of the current movement where you find things from way back in the day and you basically publicly shame people. Katie Couric points out that this was done, and I think she's writing a book. And so during the process of research, they came along this clip and she thought it'd be, you know, an interesting thing to post it. I frankly would have been upset if I were Brian Gumbel. I'm not necessarily a Brian Gumbel fan, although I've respected his work, but I don't know that I want someone pulling something that I said from my first job at Chattanooga and putting it out there. I was young and stupid and may have said some things that at the time I thought were funny, and now I look back and said it was irresponsible to say something like that.
And that's exactly that's what's happening now.
Right.
As we look back at, and we said, man, I was a 23-year-old kid who really had no clue on, you know, the fact that you're influencing thousands of people, or people are watching you at that kind of a audience size, and you're just acting like your stupid 23-year-old self.
Right, right.
And as long as you make fun of yourself, that's always been a very safe way to get laughs.
Right,
out of people.
Exactly.
Self-deprecating humor is pretty. It's an effective tool.
Right. No, definitely. Now, I know you're listening to this podcast sitting on the edge of your seat wondering what in the world did she actually say? Because
yes.
we haven't done that yet. We
no,
just
we
said
haven't.
It was from 30 years ago. They were sitting on the couch. They were getting cozy. She says something to Brian Gumbel, and now she's tweeting that around or sending it around on social media for people to take a look at it. So here it was. She was pregnant at the time, she being Katie Couric. And she was about to go on maternity leave. And so Brian Gumbel, seemed to scratch his head when he asked her how much time she was going to be taking off. I think she said 6 weeks or something like that. And he was wondering, like, why in the world would you take that much time off? And it was a really uncomfortable thing. It's like, he basically said, and I'm paraphrasing here, why can't you be like everybody else where you basically just drop the baby and come back to work?
Right. And I think in a lot of ways he was looking at that saying, well, if you really want to be treated the same as men.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? Because this was I don't know what year. Do you know what year it was?
I don't know.
Because I really want to.
1991. It was in 1991.
Wow.
So it wasn't, it was
wow.
almost, yeah, 1991.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't 80-something either.
Yeah.
No. I was trying to go back to the Bobby 80,
well,
Riggs,
89,
Billie Jean King
yeah.
thing.
No, this was
you know,
91.
Which was really
but
the
still,
battle of the sexes.
You could say 91 was
certainly
still the late 80s.
Certainly pre-paternity leave.
Not good math. But
right, but pre-paternity leave.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, probably. Yep.
Right?
I think
because
so.
That
yeah.
is a more recent thing.
Right.
And this was a maternity leave.
Right.
And anybody who's had a child, by the way, and I don't know where this came in Brian Gumbel's lifespan, okay, because
yeah.
I really don't know much about him other than he went to Bates College.
And he was a sports guy.
He was a sports guy yeah. and originally, and he's not well-liked in the business.
He isn't, but he's doing a great show over there on HBO.
And good for him.
Yeah.
Okay?
Real
and,
sports.
And I think they do a great job, and I've watched it many times. However, I am not paying the fee for HBO.
They give
access.
It to you free every so often.
Right. You have those free things.
Yes.
And, anyway, so point being, where were women still fighting for the right to have maternity leave?
Right, right. Yeah, no, but I don't think it was not one of those things that you talked about. Or if you did, you still got away with joking about some of these things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and in fact, it's almost, I mean, in addition, and you've got to pull it, as you're listening to this, you got to pull up this clip and look at it. Just type in, you know, Katie Couric, Brian Gumbel, 30 years ago, it'll pop up. But it was almost as if, you know, your place is, you need to drop babies and bring me food.
Done.
Kind of. Yeah, he basically said, quote, get my vittles on the table. Get them vittles out here. He joked.
Did, he did
and
say that.
Yeah, he did. And
right.
he,
which
he,
is a lot rather sexist.
It
thing,
is sexist.
Let's just say.
He was joking. There's a lot of touching. She clearly, it doesn't appear that she is offended by it, and maybe she wasn't at the time. So it is one of those things that I guess had we seen it back in 1991, when I in fact was watching the Today Show, I probably would have not even batted an eye. I would have thought, yeah, okay, that's funny. And
right.
now you see it, and it makes you very uncomfortable.
Oh,
that
yes.
that's the way it all played out on national television.
That's right, and it's look. Times have changed. We've
yes,
become
they have.
More sensitive. We've become more respectful, not only to each other, but to opposite sexes. We totally
no, you're right.
become far more respectful to it. And you know how I stand on this.
Yes.
Women can do something I'll never be able to do.
And that's have babies.
And reproduce.
And then stay out on maternity leave forever.
And it seems, right.
It's bothered Brian Gumbel back then.
And you know what he could have said is shouldn't men be there to support their wives and
yeah.
get paternity leave.
You weren't saying that back in 1991.
No, you weren't.
No, it was go drop the baby and come back
and get
to work.
Back to work.
Exactly. Because I need you here as my co-host.
Because you make less money than I do.
But I need you for the ratings.
That's right. So it's a lot different. And,
it
and
is.
Much, and we're much better. I mean, at this point, guys, we've got to start acting more appropriately and respectful. Not just to women,
nope.
but to each other too.
Yep. Can't we all get along?
Can't we all get along? The Reverend is here.
The Reverend is here.
But I got to tell you, he's getting dizzy.
He's getting dizzy. Okay, let's hurry this up.
Yes.
If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. And send us your questions at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.